Hello, class. This is Dr. Hollis. First and foremost, I want to say welcome to 2020 and welcome to the class. Before we get started, I want to tell you a little bit about myself if you haven't had a chance to read my bio. Again, my name is Dr. Eric Todd Hollis. Brief synopsis about myself. I'm recently, well, not recently retired, but I'm retired military, 30 years from 1984 until 2014. I did 15 years in enlisted service and 15 years as an officer, working primarily in information technology and cybersecurity. I retired here out of Florida, MacDill Air Force Base, in 2014. And I live here in Wesley Chapel, Florida, which is about 35 miles north of Tampa. My education, I have a degree in criminology and an MBA from St. Leo University, which is also here in Florida. Actually, it's about 8 miles from my house. I also have a PhD in organization and management, specialization in information technology management, from University of Cumberland, I'm sorry, Capella University, from Capella University. I had my PhD back in 2014. I currently teach here at University of Cumberland. I've taught risk management, enterprise risk management, information technology in the global economy, and now I teach these two courses. The courses, these particular courses here, whether it's the 8-week course or the 16-week course, I currently teach both of them. They are the same thing, which is information technology importance in strategic planning. One is a 8-week, they call it a first buy term, which is an 8-week online only. The second course is a combined course, which is a 16-week course, which requires a residency. Now, my philosophy is this. Whether you are taking an 8-week class or a 16-week class, my requirements are the same. Please meet all of the deadlines to your assignments. If there are any issues, please be proactive and not reactive in contacting me if you're having issues with any of the curriculum. My numbers and my office hours are listed. Anytime an emergency, please call or email me. But before we get started, I will tell you my pet peeve. One of my pet peeves is this. Please, if it's an assignment, that's an assignment, please submit your assignment in the classroom portal. Do not send assignments to my email account. The reason why, I will not be able to grade them effectively. If you submit them accordingly in the classroom portal, I will see them and I will grade them. Plus, there is a record. Another thing also, if possible, try to communicate with me using your Cumberland email address, using your official email address. I know sometimes there are extenuating circumstances. However, just make sure we use official means to communicate. Also, I have my office number listed, which is to my office phone, but it's forwarded to my cell phone. So if you guys have an issue, just please call my number or send me an email. Now, you may have noticed, if you talk to some of your friends or colleagues about this course, there has been a few changes. The first thing that changed is this. There is a new book out. Instead of the 6th edition of the textbook, it's the 7th edition of the textbook. And you all should have that textbook readily available. I don't know whether you ordered via the web, digital copy or hardback copy, but utilize that. And you'll see the syllabus. The syllabus now is a syllabus that all of the classes will utilize in the same syllabus to make sure everything is uniform as far as your information that's being taught. So you're going to see the syllabus, you're going to see some required reading, you're going to see some participation. We're trying to change things to make it more productive, not only for your students, but also for the professors, okay? So you will see that. And please adhere to the syllabus. Now, the instructor has the longitude and the latitude to make changes as necessary in making sure that the students are informed. So make sure you look at the syllabus, you adhere to the syllabus. The first thing you're going to notice in week one is the introduction, which I'm asking you guys. And in the discussions, you will have to post the response to the discussion question before you will be able to see the other question. So make sure that you respond and you respond accordingly. Remember, this is a PhD class, so make sure your responses are scholarly or well-written and you adhere to APA guidelines. Speaking of APA, the current APA is APA 6 manual. It's going to be changing here shortly to APA 7. And I know we're in the middle of a class and we could be flexible if you're still utilizing 6, but my advice to you is as soon as possible, make sure you use APA 7. There may be some changes. I'm not sure what they will be, but there may be some changes from APA 6 to APA 7. So make sure you are aware of that. Also, you will see the rubric for the grading criteria. Make sure, I say again, make sure you review the rubric before you turn in your assignments. I will be utilizing that to grade your papers, especially your discussion papers and your assignments. Again, review the rubric. Again, on timelines, everything we do here at the University of Cumberland will be Eastern Standard Time, EST, Eastern Standard Time. Why? Because the servers for the computers are located in Cumberland, Kentucky, and they're on Eastern Standard Time. It doesn't matter whether you live in California, whether you live in Washington, D.C., Tampa, Florida, or anywhere in the world, everything we do, all assignments will be due on Eastern Standard Time, okay? And I'm letting you guys know I've taught approximately 850 to 1,000 students, I would say. And I always get that whether it's the 8-week course or the 16-week course, oh, Dr. Hollis, I'm sorry, my computer crashed. Well, guess what? In today's world, most of these MacBook Pros or HPs or whatever you have, you do not have the blue screen of death. That's something from the early 90s. That doesn't happen a lot. So please do not tell me that your computer crashed. I'm not going to buy it. It doesn't happen. If you are submitting a document, there's iCloud, there's Google Drive, there's Dropbox. Finish your document and upload it accordingly. And also remember, most of you have smartphones, and today's smartphones, you can actually do your assignments from the smartphone. I know that because I've graded assignments from the smartphone. And again, if you tell me about bandwidth, I really don't care if you're in the United States, you're in China, you're in India, or you're on the moon. There's Wi-Fi everywhere. If you don't have Wi-Fi at home, there's a Starbucks, there's a Burger King, there's something to submit your assignments. So please do not come to me in the 8th week or the 16th week telling me you're late because of. I'm not going to adhere to it. I'm not going to let you guys make that excuse because there's no excuse. Please submit your assignments on time. Or do not come to me in week 6 or week 10 telling me about assignment in week 1 or 2. Okay, like I said, be proactive and not reactive on submitting your assignments. Now, the course itself, you know, it talks about strategic planning. And the new book is very informative. And also there are some links. We're going to talk about the topics. New topics we're going to talk about predominantly is blockchain. And I have a blockchain certification. So I'm fairly familiar with blockchain. It's just the basics. Not going to go in detail, but it tells you what the world, what society is going to as far as blockchain and as far as 5G, being able to enhance blockchain capabilities. In a nutshell, people ask all the time, you know, well, what is blockchain? And this is how I equate blockchain. Most of you have heard of Bitcoin, right? So consider blockchain being the engine of the train and Bitcoin, Litecoin, being one of the cars on the train. So blockchain basically is just a database, a software database that it's immutable, which means you can add to the database, but you cannot take away from a database. You can't change the database. And that's how everything is done in blocks. That's how the data is encrypted, and that's how it's kept current. Now, what controls that is the replication of the data. Currently, throughout the world, most of these supercomputers that they use to track blockchain are operating on 4G. And it takes approximately 20 minutes for it to replicate worldwide. However, with the onset of 5G, this is probably going to take somewhere like 3 to 4 minutes to replicate. That's why it's very important to understand technology and how it's going to not only enhance and improve, but also hinder information technology and cybersecurity. So that's something that's going to happen. So pay attention to that also. In addition to the blockchain certification, I have a Harvard University certificate in risk management. In addition to that, I've also taught at various universities and here risk management and enterprise risk management. In addition to that, I teach also at University of Maryland, Maryland College, where I taught various courses with governance, information technology, cybersecurity, and forensics. Another university I teach at is CSU Global, where I teach networking and also database management. So I have vast experience teaching. And also one of my pet peeves is APA. So there are a plethora of guidelines listed for you for APA. Make sure you understand your APA. Why? Because a vast majority of you are getting your PhDs. And I assure you, all of the professors at any university, especially here at University of Cumberland, we love APA. Okay. So what we do when we're grading the paper, what I do in particular is I look at your formatting before I even grade the paper, before I read the paper, to make sure words you're going to hear that you hadn't heard before. Running head, how many characters in running head? You're going to hear abstract. Is the abstract indented or not? You're going to hear level one, level two writing. You're going to hear in-text citations. You're going to hear about your references. All of that is in your APA manual. It's very important that you get into the habit of writing from a scholarly perspective, because you're going to be evaluated on your writing skills, not only now, but once you graduate and you become a scholar. Right now, each of you is what we call a scholar practitioner. A scholar practitioner, which means you are not a scholar, you're practicing to become a scholar. With that said, it means you, sir, ma'am, do not have a voice. When you write, when you are not a doctor, you have to write, for instance, you might say, the weather is nice in Tampa. I would respond, says who? You don't have a voice. However, you could write, according to Dr. Hollis, he articulated that the weather was nice in Tampa. Remember, you are writing, you don't have a voice. Other scholars or scholarly journals speak for you. And when they speak for you, you make sure you give them credit. That's what we're talking about. That's why we're so heavy on plagiarism. There's been a plethora of people who have been discredited for plagiarizing. Plagiarizing in academia is like stealing. It's taking someone else's ideas or their writings without giving them credit for it. So we don't want to do that. You guys are going to see the Safe Assign report. I'm just going to show you not just plagiarism, but matching texts. And the Safe Assign, it goes through thousands and thousands of schools, not just schools in the U.S., schools globally. And it would tell you the exact text, the exact school, the exact person that information came from. I hadn't set the threshold yet, but normally when I have you guys submit something, at times I have you exclude the references, because I want to see how well you are actually citing your information. So we're going to look at that. And you all, each of you should have Grammarly. Grammarly, it came with the course. So I think with your logon, you should be able to have Grammarly installed on your laptop or your desktop. So therefore, I said that to say this, I should not see any grammatical errors or very minimum grammatical errors in your writing. Okay, so make sure you spell check stuff before you send it in, okay? With that said, I want to welcome you guys to the course, whether it's the 8-week course or the 16-week course. Let's have a great course. Let's make sure we participate in the discussions. And when we participate, let's make sure we have thought-provoking questions and answers that will increase the dialogue, also will enhance and improve your APA writing. Again, if you have any questions, please reach out to me via email. But I implore you to read the syllabus. Read the syllabus word for word. And as an FYI, I do not have each week open up for you. Why? Because I want you to focus on that particular week. Okay. So we're going to have a great 8-week or 16-week. And I may post some more items next couple of days in the 8-week class or the 16-week class. So be prepared for that. Okay. Oh, one other thing I want to ask you guys to do, if you haven't done this already. Get your be able to look at your email from your smartphone, whether you have the Apple or Android, create an account so you can look at and respond to my emails, because what I don't want to happen, I do not want you to tell me, oh, Dr. Hollis, I don't check my email on weekends on my desktop. I have the ability to check your email from my smartphones. All you got to do is download that to make sure you can check your Cumberland email and respond from your smartphone. Because if you tell me, if I send you something on a Thursday and you don't respond to Monday, telling me you don't log in on weekends, that's going to be on you. So make sure you set up an account and check your email from your smartphone. Also, you may have seen the plagiarism statement. The plagiarism is in the syllabus. It's a Word document embedded in the syllabus. Look at that. Sign it and send it back. Make sure you guys do that, okay? We're going to have a great semester, and let's look forward to doing that. Again, welcome to the course. Welcome to 2020. Let's have a great time. Let's make sure we participate in class discussions. Again, if you have any concerns or any issues, please reach out to me. Again, thank you.